Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Governor Evers says that he likes to take them home and freeze them. Is that something that freezes well? Can I stock up and bring it home?
First I ever heard of that, Sherry.
Right?
Yeah.
I can't believe this is the first time you've heard of it. Yes, absolutely, you can freeze them.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's your host, Vince Vetrano.
Just ahead of 6:12 on this Friday morning, day two of the Wisconsin State Fair kicks off in less than 4 hours. More on what you need to know, what is happening today, and how you get in for not full price. Now, Michelle, you know what I always say. If you pay full price to get into the fair...
You just didn't try hard enough. Very hard.
Pretty close.
You have very specific wording.
Very hard, but you're right there. Well, today, you may have to try pretty hard.
Uh-oh.
Unless you've already procured the abundance of free or otherwise discounted tickets going around. A lot of opportunities to have bought discounted tickets earlier. Just walk up to somebody on the street and say, you got tickets to State Fair? They might. Okay? There are a lot of them out there. But today is Celebrate Wisconsin Day. That's brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. So the deal is two admissions for just $18, essentially a buy one, get one free for admission. But you got to present an out-of-state ID. I know. Well, it's brought to you by the Tourism Bureau. So that's the deal. They want folks to come in.
Well, what about we who live here, though?
So you just look for somebody with Illinois plates in the lot and see if you can strike a deal.
All right.
Right? Let's be friends. Let's talk cream puffs. Different flavored cream puffs available for the fair, but they only run for a few days at a time, and then they change out the flavor. So today's special flavor is the root beer float cream puff. I don't know how that's going over. I like cream puff flavored cream puffs.
How many different flavors are there?
There are several more. I think they have a raspberry coming up. I think there was a coffee or a cappuccino, something like that. We've had chocolate over
the
years.
It's the toffee flavor.
Yeah. Okay. So those are later in the fair. Right now, it's the root beer float cream puff.
Okay.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed August 10th, coming up still, 2024, as Cream Puff Day in Wisconsin. They're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the fair's signature treat. Here's his quote. Whether you enjoy cream puff straight out of the box or do it Evers style, and take a few home and freeze them to enjoy later like Kathy and I do. Cream puffs are one of a kind, Wisconsin, et cetera, et cetera. I agree with you, sir. Freeze them? Have you ever heard of that?
No, and I wouldn't think that dairy products would freeze well, to be honest.
Right? So then do you thaw them before you go at it, or do you like treat it as like a...
Like ice cream?
A frozen delicacy. I don't know.
And how do you not eat the cream puffs on your way back to Madison?
Right. How do they ever make it home?
And, you know, have time to put them in the freezer.
Listen to me. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Little TLC for you on the State Fair main stage tonight. American Idol winner Jordan Sparks opens the show, which begins at 7:30. Fairgrounds open until midnight through the weekend. They had to cancel the main stage comedy show due to the storms last night.
Yeah.
It was stormy.
So no Fluffy, huh?
I guess not.
Oh.
Fluffy don't do lightning.
No, I guess not.
Gates open this morning at 10 a.m.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Olympics, our guy Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Greek basketball team getting set to tip off about 6:30 our time this morning against Australia. Despite being 0-2 at these games, there is still a chance they advance to the quarterfinals with the win today. So we keep an eye on Giannis and the Greeks this morning. Packers off today for training camp. They've got family night coming up. Let me pull back the curtain here on something that happens at training camp, the daily news conference. So you've got a room full of reporters, and usually they trot out Matt LaFleur. He comes up to the podium there. Maddie's been in a pretty good mood lately. And ESPN's Rob Domofsky, you've heard him on this show here on ESPN Milwaukee. I've known Rob since he was writing for the Press Gazette 25 years ago. He's a really good guy. First question out of the gate for Coach. Hard to hear, but listen to how Rob starts.
Dude on Twitter called me a failure at my job for not interrupting practice yesterday, walking across the field and asking Adrian Cooper why he dropped out. I'd like to ask at the appropriate time.
Wow, you get a little sensitive, huh, Rob?
Man.
So it's true. You go back in Domofsky's Twitter timeline, and he posts through practice. A lot of the journalists who are there covering it, they'll post, well, Jordan Love just completed a big pass here, or the defense had a big play there. And he put up the other day, rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper's dropped out. He's on the sideline. He's no longer in pads. So some dude popped off and wrote, why don't you do your job and find out why? So Rob's point was, well, I can't walk out on the field and go ask the guy. So he kind of throws himself under the bus at this news conference.
If you dish it, you got to be able to take it, right? All right, you're taking it? All right. Not taking it very well, but you're taking it.
So they're eating it up in the room. But after all that, the question is still out there.
So why did Edgerrin Cooper
drop out? No big deal, Coach City. Tweaked, I believe he said it was a groin, and they're keeping an eye on it. Kind of running out of stuff to talk about here.
We're talking about practice.
I know, man. Family night, Saturday in Green Bay. Brewers on the road, and make sure you got the WTMJ app ready to go or have a radio nearby, because a lot of folks are going to have to listen to tonight's ballgame.
We'd be better off listening to adhesive tape.
Well, Telecast is exclusively on Apple TV+, so no broadcast, no cable. Got to have Apple TV+ to watch it. No worries. We got the first pitch for you right here on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ. First pitch, 545. At 6:22 on Wisconsin's Morning News, track and field events begin today in Paris. The Summer Olympic Games roll into the second weekend. Still more hardware to earn in the pool. This is the historic showdown in the gym. Ended almost as well as the U.S. could have hoped for. Let's go live to Paris, France. ABC News correspondent Ines de la Cotera is with us once again. So, Ines, for the U.S., the women of these games are getting it done. Let's start with that extraordinary gymnastics all around. The U.S. goes gold and bronze as our two former champions in the event square off.
That's right. Yeah, it was a historic night, really. I mean, it was going to be a historic night regardless, considering you had two individual all-around champions facing off in the all-around final, both for Simone Biles and Suni Lee. Simone Biles did win the gold, so that is her ninth medal. She was off to somewhat of a rocky start with the uneven bars, bit of a shocker there that set her back quite a bit. We should point out that is her worst rotation, but that allowed the Brazilian superstar Rebeca Andrade to pull ahead. They then went on to beam. You know, they all did pretty well there, but it all came down to the floor routine. And I mean, Simone went last, so that really added to the drama. We were all on the edge of our seats, and she really outdid herself. I mean, even for her, this was an incredible routine, moves that only she can do. I think the competition with Andrade was really fun to watch. So the Brazilian athlete was really the only one who had a proper chance of challenging her for the gold here. And there are some saying that it was maybe that competition with Andrade that gave Simone a little something extra last night because she was really on fire. So she won the gold. Suni Lee won the bronze, which was also amazing because she gave the floor performance of a lifetime. She was also sticking her landings and flashing those smiles. She seemed to be having a really fun time with that. She's someone who's also had to overcome quite a few challenges in recent years. So it was really cool to see her winning. And so a gold and a bronze for Team USA in gymnastics like last night, a really beautiful moment when they both walked out after the final scores were announced with the American flag in the middle of the room. Two winners there for Team USA. It was very exciting.
We were watching during the primetime coverage last night. We watched it live, too. You know, it was so fun just watching it all day, basically. But they had they had some more information about the Brazilian, Rebecca. She moved away from home at the age of 9 to pursue these Olympic dreams.
Yeah, she is incredible. She is certainly going to be one to watch going forward. I saw some reporting that she grew up in the slums in Brazil, and so she's had to overcome all these challenges. There was one article saying that her brother had to walk her 2 hours every day from the slum to her gymnastics to give her a chance at this. So she has a really cool story. And so, you know, you look at all three of them, and all three of them have had to overcome so much. I've been watching the Simone Biles documentary on Netflix as well, and it's so inspiring to see, you know, everything all three of them have had to overcome and how amazing they're doing. But yeah, and the competition was really fun. It really was, you know, Simone was favored to win the gold, but it was a tight competition. It was close last night, so that made it all the more exciting.
In the pool, we had Katie Ledecky, now the most decorated American female athlete ever. Does she have anything left?
She does. Yeah, I mean, she's amazing. She's incredible. So she now has 13 Olympic medals. She has 8 gold, wow, 4 silvers, 1 bronze. And in winning a silver in the 4x200 meter freestyle last night, she did become the most decorated female Olympian of all time. She has one more race left, so she swims again in the 800 meter freestyle tomorrow. But yeah, she is an incredible swimmer.
About ready for some track and field. That begins today, mostly prelims, right, in qualifying?
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So the whole athletics portion of this is kicking off as swimming winds down. It actually kicked off yesterday with the race walk, which is a really fun event. Highly recommend people go check that out if they don't know what that is. We do have track and field kicking off today. We had Sha'Carri Richardson from Team USA making her long-awaited Olympic debut in round one of the women's 100 meter, which she is favored to win. At the U.S. trials in June, she had a race that made her the fastest woman in the world this year, so she's certainly one to watch. And later today, we'll also have the U.S. men's soccer team playing Morocco in the quarterfinal. That's the first time in 24 years that the U.S. men's soccer team has made it to the quarterfinals.
Ines de la Cotera, live with us from Paris once again. Can't wait to catch up again next week. Thanks, Ines.
Thank you.
Medal count, U.S. leads all nations with 38 medals overall, 9 of them gold, which puts them down just 2 back of the gold medal leader, China, who has 11 gold medals. 627 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Hey. Is back out on the road. We play Washington tonight. We'll look ahead in sports at 645.
American rapper, singer, and songwriter Jelly Roll is going viral, Vince, not for a performance, but for his compassion. A TikTok video shows him stopping a recent show to find a chair for a cancer survivor. One of his fans posted a video on the app captioning it, "This lady is standing with a full-blown IV to see Jelly Roll."
No kidding.
She's in serious shape here.
Yeah, and he noticed?
And he noticed, stopped singing, and he asked somebody from his team to get this woman a chair. This is what it sounded like.
"This young lady is out here with a full-blown IV. You're a cancer survivor. How many people are with you? Let's get her a chair somewhere. Let's somebody on my team. All right, let's get her somewhere comfortable to watch the rest of the show. We'll get you off your feet, baby, okay? You hear me?
Get you off your feet, baby.
Fantastic.
Okay? Isn't that amazing? He was performing at the Tailgate and Tall Boys Festival in Midland, Michigan, before a crowd of about 15,000 people.
And by all accounts, did a great show here in Milwaukee.
Yes.
For the Harley-Davidson homecoming. So a good guy on top of it.
Yeah, he came from some pretty rough roots. He had some troubled history, but he's certainly making waves of a different kind now with his music and now with his compassion.
638 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Wisconsin's Morning News this Friday morning. Gates open once again on the Wisconsin State Fair in just over 3 hours. All very exciting. Celebrate Wisconsin Day. That's brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. The deal is 2 admissions for just $18 with an out-of-state ID. Joining us live from the Wisconsin State Fair, Executive Director and CEO of the fairgrounds, Sherry Black. Morning, Sherry.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. So I want to ask you this. We couldn't keep the storms away for you last night. We tried. I know you hate to do it. You had to cancel the Fluffy Iglesias comedy show on the main stage with so much lightning. How do you ultimately reach that decision as opposed to maybe postponing? Like, how do you watch the weather?
So we're very fortunate. We actually have a representative from the Weather Service, Wisconsin Weather Service, National Weather Service, that is in our EOC, and so we have all of the radar you can imagine that we need to be looking at. So we really make that decision with very educated guesses as to what we're seeing. It's amazing how it looks like one thing's going to happen and then within minutes it changes. So I think that we always want to do that due diligence, make sure we have the most information and kind of watch how things play out. So hence why we always we'll stick with a delay to start with if we can.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we saw what was happening and knew that it was just inevitable. There was just too much lightning in the area. That's really why things have to be canceled.
Yeah, I'm sure the good news is a lot of the farmers there at the fair would likely tell you they probably needed the rain. So at least there was that. Ahead today, yeah. You target the weekend in particular for these out-of-state fairgoers. I've talked with people from all other parts of the Midwest who do love our fair. How many people travel here, do you think, like for the event?
We do pull several from Illinois is our biggest one. But I can tell you that last year, and we have data that backs all this up. We're able to track where people come from. We had somebody visit from every single state. Can you believe that?
Oh, all 50 states.
Yes, Alaska. Yes, Hawaii. Crazy.
That's awesome. We were talking earlier about cream puffs. So we have the root beer flavor today. Is that right?
Correct.
And Governor Evers says that he likes to take them home and freeze them. Is that something that freezes well? Can I stock up and bring it home?
First I ever heard of that, Sherry.
Right?
Yeah.
I can't believe this is the first time you've heard of it. Yes, absolutely you can freeze them. Actually, I still had some from St. Patrick's Day. So it was the chocolate mint and the Bailey's Irish cream. And we take cream puffs, as you know, to our partners all around. But we usually have like really early morning for those interviews, and I live further out west. So I will bring cream puffs home, put them in my freezer, and then take them to my interviews at 4 o'clock in the morning so I don't have to drive all the way back to the park. But I needed room in my freezer, so I pulled out those ones I still had in there from St. Patrick's Day. So how many months is that? I mean, they're perfect. They taste absolutely fine.
Do you thaw them first, Sherry, and then enjoy them like that, or does this become like a frozen treat?
Well, both, yes.
Okay,
but the nice thing is you can put them out on your counter and they'll slowly thaw out if you're going to eat them rather quickly, of course. But otherwise, you can just put them in your refrigerator for a couple hours and they'll be thawed out. But they are amazing frozen as well.
Who knew? Sherry Black, Executive Director and CEO of Wisconsin State Fair Park. Hope it's a great weekend, Sherry. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Gates open at State Fair at 10 o'clock this morning.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
At the Olympics, the medal count. U.S. now leads all nations with 38 medals overall. 9 of them gold, puts them now just 2 back of the gold medal leader China with 11. Katie Ledecky now the most decorated American female athlete in the Olympics, winning her 8th gold medal. In the women's all-around gymnastics, gold for Simone Biles and bronze for Suni Lee as the U.S. goes 1st and 3rd. Track and field begins today. Golf in round 2. Xander Schauffele, the gold medalist in the 2021 Tokyo Games, is tied for the lead right now. U.S. men's soccer team in the quarterfinals. And Giannis Antetokounmpo and Greece battling Australia right now. Greg, do you have an update on that score?
Got a live score. Greece currently up in the first quarter, 23-19, about a minute 15 left to go.
Must win for the Greeks and the Greek freak if they want to win, make it to the next round. There is still an avenue for them to do that, but they got to win today. Brewers on the road again. They will return for the longest homestand of the season a week from today, but will swing by Atlanta next week following the weekend series with the Nationals in Washington. First pitch tonight at 5:45. Program note, tonight's TV is on Apple TV+. So unless you have that, you won't be able to watch the game. No worries. We got it for you right here on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ. 5:45 is that first pitch. Packers family night sold out in Green Bay tomorrow.
We're talking about practice.
I know, man, but it's sold out. And it's on TV, too, if you got to have it. WPXE-TV locally, channel 55 is the Milwaukee station where you can watch it. Not sure if you get that, but you got it over the air. About 4,000 channels on my cable. That'd be the one I don't have, right? But biggest news out of camp in Green Bay this week was about the uniforms.
Do you care about the jerseys, the white ones?
Don't we wear white on the road every away game?
Wow. But these have white helmets.
It's a big deal. Oh, the white helmets. Forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked about the unveiling of the Packers' winter warning uniforms, which occurred just about 22 hours ago. When they debut at Lambeau Field in October, they will include a white helmet.
No, I think it's cool. I think it's awesome. Something that I think will bring some juice to the locker room. I think the guys are excited about it. I know we got a little sneak peek of it when they were doing the shoot for it in the spring, and I think they really liked them.
Well, I guess whatever gets the guys going, right? Fans going to the game October 20th against the Houston Texans also encouraged to wear white and create a whiteout condition. Packers don't play their first preseason game for another 8 days, August 10th against the Browns.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game, We talking about practice.
Need a game here pretty soon. Hey, coming up next, I need your help. What should I wish for? That story next.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat.
At 6:53 on this Friday morning, I'm going to make an executive decision and hijack the show for personal reasons here for a moment. And I'm asking for advice. WTMJ text line is 855-616-1620. The question is, what should I wish for? So I told you, Michelle, we got the Up North vacation coming up.
Which you are really looking forward to.
Well, no, so I love what happens to our family when we go away, right? And we unplug, and that's great. But in terms of, like, what kind of vacation is my style, I'm a city kid. I like to go to big cities. I like to see a lot of sights. I like to bing, bing, bing. I like to zip around. Now, probably if you listen to the show, you agree that I could stand to relax a little bit. But I don't relax well. So not really my style, but I love the great Wisconsin tradition of going up north. So we go to this place near Crandon. It's Leona, and family knows somebody who rents us nice place. And One of the things, the features that we do is every year, and we've only been going for a couple of years, we go to this thing called the Lumberjack Train. That is actual sound of the Lumberjack Train, Michelle. So you go to this thing, and the Lumberjack Train takes you into this old logging camp. And they have a museum that's a tribute to the old-timey lumberjacks and the logging industry in Wisconsin, reforestation efforts. It's cool. All right? And it's something to do.
Well, that checks the box for places to visit, museums to see.
Indeed. Sight to see. Something to do. So once you get into the lumberjack camp, there are a number of different things. They got this little gift shop. You can ride the tram into the woods, and they got animals to pet and stuff like that. So a lot of different things. Outside of the gift shop is a wishing well. I know it's a wishing well because it says on there, wishing well.
It's not just a random well that people are throwing their coins in.
So as people are wont to do, there's nickels and dimes and pennies and whatever in there. I think I tossed a quarter in it last time. And, you just do that, right? Throw that in there.
You can't pass that up. If you see a wishing well, you got to make a wish.
Yes. Well, it occurs to me that I am 2 for 2 on my wishes.
Really?
At this here wishing well in Leona, Wisconsin.
That's impressive.
First year we were up there, I threw in there, nickel or whatever. Made a wish. Wish came true. I didn't even realize it until after the event that I wished for had happened. I was thinking about it, and I'm like, I remember I wished for that, and it happened. So the next year, I'm like, all right, wishing well. That wish came true.
That's amazing.
It is. Now, I debate whether or not I can even share with you what the wishes were, because I don't want to mess up the cosmic juju here that is going around and allowing this.
Because you can't make a wish and tell a person what that wish is, but I don't know what the rules are if that wish has come to pass.
I don't either. So I'm not going to mess with it. I will just tell you they're not big things. They're largely trivial. They're things that I would prefer had happened, but had they not, okay. Like, I didn't wish for world peace. Didn't get my wish. But now the question is, what do I wish for this time? Do I continue to go along that line of, I wish for something that'd be nice, but oh well? Or since I'm 2 for 2, am I a fool for not wishing to win the Powerball? Right?
Okay. So
I'm asking serious. Like, this is seriously weighing on my mind.
First of all, you're overthinking it.
Well,
but
Powerball would be nice.
If this is keeping you up at night, you can either go big or go home, or you could treat it like a SMART goal, something that's realistic and attainable and, something that you have some degree of control over.
Is it incumbent upon me, now that I've had success here, to wish something nice for someone else? One of my children, perhaps.
Well, depends or how nice of a person you are.
Or they're going to be there. You want a wish? You throw your nickel in.
Yes.
You take your wish,
bring
I take mine.
Bring coins for the whole family.
Okay. Yes. Everyone will have a wish. So what? Okay. Well, weigh in. Which way do I go? Do I wish to win the lottery here? Or do I stick with, what's been working and not tempt the fates to deny me?
I say lottery. Go for it.
Go for it. Well,
Why not?
I guess you'll all know if it works out that way. 6:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News.